a new business that lets you see it before you build it. I'm Suzanne Perez, and welcome to The Range.
Support for The Range comes from Fidelity Bank, Goodwill Industries of Kansas, and listeners like you.
Coming up, a sign along U.S. 50 is the midway marker for cross-country travelers.
They say, oh, well, we're almost to San Francisco, or we're almost to New York. We're halfway there.
But first, building or remodeling a house requires real vision from the architects who design a space and also from the people who plan to live there. But when homeowners are presented with plans on paper, they often just nod and smile and hope for the best.
They're nervous. It's a lot of commitment. Typically, a home is their largest asset, and they want to make sure you get it right.
Jackson Heller is a partner with Walk Your Plans, an immersive technology service that lets clients project blueprints or floor plans onto the floor and walls of a giant warehouse. Walking through the space lets them test proportions and get a sense of traffic flow before construction begins. The Ohio-based company recently opened Walk Your Plans Wichita near 53rd Street North and Webb Road. Kara McClenney says she and her parents decided to become licensees because they understood the need.
You can look at a piece of paper all day long, and you know you can get somewhat of an idea, especially people in the industry have an idea of what that'll look like in scale to their size. But to regular people, I would say, just walking in and not really having that idea of what it looks like, it can give them a really clear perspective in the scale that they're looking at.
This afternoon, Garrett and Andy Beasley are walking through plans for a home they plan to build between Rose Hill and Douglas. Sure.
And I think it's just peace of mind, right?
Yeah.
I've seen thousands and thousands of plans. Still can't look on a...
Portions of the blueprint are projected onto the floor, showing every door, closet, and kitchen appliance at full scale. Using an iPad, the Beasleys can use augmented reality to place furniture, such as couches or beds. Andy Beasley says the full-scale walkthrough is more helpful than she imagined.
You know what doors look like, but just to be able to see what my front door looks like and walk in through my front door and into the space was awesome.
Beyond giving clients a better visual of their designs, walkthroughs often save them money. An average change order on a house under construction is around $5,000, and the average new home build has more than 6 change orders. Sessions at Walk Your Plan start at about $1,500, but if clients correct things during the design process, the changes are quicker and less expensive. The Beasleys noticed during their walkthrough that the standard interior doors in their plans were more narrow than expected.
My husband has wide shoulders, so he doesn't want to have to turn sideways to go in through a doorway.
McClenney says full-scale projections come in handy during major kitchen remodels, too. More than 80% of people who walk their plans end up changing the configuration of their kitchen island. Many also shuffle appliances or cabinets.
You can come in and just kind of see, you know, is that high enough for me to reach, or do I need to move that down or make the door bigger? You know, any kind of mini changes like that that may not have been as important when you're looking at it on paper become a lot more apparent when you're looking at it on our elevation wall.
Heller says the goal is to bring designers, contractors, and clients together. The company can also help visualize outdoor projects like landscaping, patios, fire pits, and swimming pools.
And at the end of the day, the decision-making process is so much more clear for the consumer or the contractor in here just because everybody's on the same page.
Learn more about Walk Your Plans Wichita at kmuw.org. For more than 80 years, a sign along U.S. 50 near Dodge City has served as the midway marker for cross-country travelers making their way through Kansas. For this month's Hidden Kansas, Becky Tanner takes us to Kinsley, where the historic sign points the way in two directions.
Next to an old steam locomotive in a park on the west side of Kinsley is a sign positioned on two telephone poles. One arrow points to the east, New York, 1,561 miles. The other points west, San Francisco, 1,561 miles. Thus earning Kinsley, Kansas, the nickname Midway, USA. But most Kansans have been taught that the geographic center of the contiguous 48 United States is near Lebanon, Kansas, closer to the Nebraska border. How did Kinsley get this nickname?
In 1939, there were two World's Fairs, one in San Francisco, the Golden Gate Exposition, and one in New York.
That's Julie Miller, curator of the Edwards County Historical Society Museum and Sod House Museum, located in the park where the Midway sign sits.
The April 22, 1939 Saturday Evening Post put a picture of one car headed for the fair in San Francisco and one headed for the fair in New York. Behind them was a sign that pointed to
the photo became the cover of that Saturday Evening Post. But in actuality, the sign had yet to be created. That idea came from the local Chamber of Commerce.
The director of the Chamber of Commerce in Kinsley was George Taylor. Upon seeing the mileage shown on the sign on the magazine's cover, George had a brainstorm that the halfway point from New York to San Francisco would be somewhere close to Kinsley. Using dead reckoning, he determined that this fictional point would be 2 miles outside of Kinsley.
The sign was erected 2 miles west of Kinsley on U.S. 50 Highway in February 1940. But as the years went by, the sign was often vandalized. It eventually was moved closer to town and near the junction of U.S. 50 and 56 highways and, of course, local law enforcement's eyes. Travelers still often stop at the sign, stretch their legs, and come into the museum and talk with Miller. They often say the same thing.
They say, oh, well, we're almost to San Francisco, or we're almost to New York. We're halfway there.
And so, just like those travelers, for now, I am halfway there. For The Range, I'm Becky Tanner.
Each month, Hidden Kansas explores intriguing spots across our state. You can read more about the Midway Marker at kmuw.org. Before we go, a few words on Odysseys. One of my favorite book podcasts proclaimed this to be hot Greek summer, with a read-along of Homer's epic timed ahead of the buzzy Christopher Nolan film. And my nerdy English major self was pumped. Not because I'm a devotee of ancient Greek poems. The Odyssey frustrated me in school because I could never seem to tell my Telemachus from my Eurymachus. But this summer, digging into the work with the added boost of IMAX and popcorn, I realized how relatable the story truly is. At its heart, as Nolan's bard says, is a face, a fleet, a war, a man. A man trying to get home, a boy trying to grow up, a woman waiting for her husband to return. From there, larger themes like hospitality, loyalty, arrogance, and destiny, and the basis of the Western canon. It all makes for one Hades of a summer. Two thumbs up. Thanks for joining us on The Range. Our producers are Beth Golay, Jonathan Huber, and Luann Stevens. Our digital producer is Hugo Fan, and Torin Anderson composed our theme music. The executive producer of The Range is Fletcher Powell. I'm Suzanne Perez, and this is KMUW, NPR for Wichita.
Each story you hear on Planet Money starts with a question. What happens if we refund tariffs? Why are groceries so expensive? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious, because the forces shaping our world can be hard to see. Follow NPR's Planet Money wherever you get your podcasts and start seeing how the economy really works.